listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you to our broadcast, trusting you'll stay with us, trusting the Lord will be able to use it to bless your soul. We open our service with a selection, Beautiful. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. Wherever our broadcast is being heard, we are praying that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every one. We're so thankful that your love is extended to all, for we know that Jesus tasted death for every man, and that whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. So bless this broadcast and bless our precious congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue this service with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, It's a Beautiful, or It's a Happy Life.
today throughout this land, cry for peace on every hand, seeking love and happiness that satisfies. They'll not find it on their own, that is not where they may roam. Only turning to the Lord brings happiness.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, walking with Him. Through the heartaches, tears, and pain, man is seeking earthly gain. In this world of sin, true riches can't be found. If we walk with Him each day, He will guide this toilsome way to a wealth of happiness and peace of mind.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life.
It's a happy life,
walking with Him.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, serving Jesus every day.
It's a happy life.
It's a happy life, singing, smiling on our way. He's our guide and constant friend, and we'll serve Him to the end. It's a happy life,
it's a happy life,
walking with Him.
When we think of the word Beatitudes, we think of the Sermon on the Mount and the words of the Lord Jesus as recorded in Matthew chapter 5. But today, I want to speak on some of the David's Beatitudes. Now, the word Beatitude comes from the Latin word, which means happiness. It is said that David wrote approximately one half of the Psalms, and I want to choose certain ones on the message or for the message today. And our text of Scripture, to begin with, is Psalm 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he shall do shall prosper. Now, when we think about the Beatitudes of David, I'd like to start with verse in 112 and 1. And there we are told, blessed is he that fears the Lord. And the Scriptures tell us that we are to fear God and to keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. The word fear, as used in these Scriptures, does not that you're afraid somebody's going to club you over the head, but it's talking about reverence and respect. That we are to fear God in the sense that we are to respect Him, to honor Him, and to please Him. And remember, this is the whole duty of man. Solomon said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Now, number two, blessed is he that considers the poor. And that's Psalm 41:1. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us love in deed and in truth. So we read in John, 1 John 3 and 16, 17 and 18. So blessed is he that considereth the poor. And if we are capable of helping someone, we need to do so, especially those of the household of faith. And John says our love needs to be in deed, in fact, in action, and not just in word or expression of kindness, but in deed, by doing. Now, number three, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. And that's Psalm 33 and 12. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. How many nations are there in the world today that actually make God their Lord? I don't know of any nation as a nation. I thank God there are some God-fearing people in different nations. But righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And sin is certainly abundantly in all the nations that I know of. Sin is everywhere. But look how destructive it is, how costly it is, and how it causes people to do so many evil and ungodly things. But blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The Lord told Israel, "It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." So we read in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1. Later on in this chapter, God told Israel what he would do to them if they turned away from him and served other gods. In verse 64 of Deuteronomy 28, we read, "The Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone." And Israel did indeed turn away from the true and the living God, and they began to worship idols. And God did just exactly what he said he would do. He would bless them if they served him, and he would curse them if they turned away from him to other gods. Now, number four of our beatitude today, David's beatitudes: blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. And that's Psalm 32 and 1. And certainly that is indeed a wonderful blessing, to have your sins forgiven. God said he would wipe them out of his remembrance and remember them against us forever no more. Jesus did not come into this world so that we could have a church joining system of religion. He came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. He came to give himself, to redeem us from all iniquity, and to purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. So we read in Isaiah 53:8. And we read in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Jesus said, The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. So blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Now, number 5, blessed are they that dwell in thy house, Psalm 84:4. And I'd like to read a very familiar passage of Scripture in regard to the house of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The house of God is the church of the living God, so the Apostle Paul said, and David said he was going to dwell in the house of the Lord, not for 1,000 years, but forever. Now, thank God it is possible for everyone to be a part of the house of God, and you become a member of God's family, of God's church, by being born again of the Spirit of God. The house of God, I say, is the church of God, and you must be born again to become a part of this household. Christ is the head, and the government is on his shoulders, and this church has no earthly headquarters. No, Christ is the head of the church, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Not only is he the head of the church, but the government is on his shoulder. Now, number 6, blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. Psalm 94:12. Now, it may not seem pleasant, but chastisement is beneficial and profitable, because the Lord would not chasten us if it was not beneficial and helpful to us. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastard, or illegitimate, and not sons. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. And that's Hebrews chapter 12, verses 6 through 11. And so if we are children of God, we have been or will be chastened. And remember, God chastens us because he loves us, to correct us, to help us to know what is right and to do what is right. Now, number 7, blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. And that's Psalm 2 and verse 12. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 29 and verse 25. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And that's Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. And that's Psalm 34 and verse 8. Now, David's blessings are Beatitudes, number 8. Blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord. That's Psalm 84 and 5. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. So blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord. And Jesus told the disciples, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. And He said, I'll give you power over all the power of the enemy. Now, blessed number 9. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, that seek Him with the whole heart. Psalm 119 and verse 2. Thy testimonies that seek Thy testimonies that seek Him with the whole heart. Thy testimonies, rather, are very sure. Holiness becometh Thine house, O Lord, forever. And that's Psalm 93 and 5. And let me read that over again, since I messed it up. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh Thine house, O Lord, forever. And remember, the house of God is the church of the living God. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselor. That's Psalm 119:24. And we are to do this with our whole heart. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, Psalm 111 and 1. With my whole heart have I sought Thee. O let me not wander from Thy commandments, Psalm 119:10. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, Matthew chapter 23, and verse 37. And finally, David's blessing number 10. Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord. And that's our text today. The Lord is said there, blessed is the man who is, God is the Lord. And we know that if we trust in God, put our confidence in God, then we are indeed blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So we read in Psalm 37 and 4. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Psalm 40 and 8. So today we have shared with you some of David's Beatitudes. Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Word of God, as we have endeavored to give it, be a benefit and a blessing to souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, on our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. We have a number of them there in our archive, and the current issue, of course. And you also may listen to a previous broadcast if you'd like to hear it again or if you've missed one, for we also have an archive of our broadcasts. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. Also, if at all possible, you can be with us in our services, for they are broadcast live over the internet, and our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service begins Wednesday at 7, and you are welcome to tune in, be with us in our services, and our services are broadcast live over the internet, and they are heard in various countries, and we hear from some who join us in different countries, and we are thankful for our internet congregation. So be with us if possible, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin Craig inviting you to be with us on our next Way of Truth broadcast.
Above, my burdens all left me. Now I can say, heaven's my home.
Heavenly love of my Savior.
Lifting above, for it's my sword and shield, giving me light in darkness of night. Burdens of life with heartache and care. Heavenly love will never forsake me. Feeling my need, Jesus is there.
Heavenly love, the love of my Savior.
Lifting up,
heavenly love, heavenly love,
heavenly love,
heavenly love,
love of my
love, of my Savior,
lifting above,
voice my sword and shield, giving me love.